Well, the Bromley buzz today comes from the warm space, I'm pleased to say, within the Primrose Centre, which is on the estate of the hospital in Farnborough. And I'm with Denise Spencer. Denise, what's your role within the Primrose charity?
I've been working here for approximately 2 years as a therapist. I give reflexology treatments here to ladies who have been referred from the units, the Chartwell unit and other local hospitals who are going through treatments for breast cancer.
Ah, which brings me nicely on to the question is, what is the Primrose Centre?
It is a charity that has been set up by our founder, Mary Spinks, who set up the charity to offer breast cancer support to ladies who are going through breast cancer treatments at hospitals.
And what sort of support does the Primrose Centre actually offer? One thing it definitely offers is an actual location here, because we're sitting in it, and that's very helpful.
Yes, it offers a range of services. So ladies can come here and they can come to the coffee morning, which is held monthly. They can also come here for reflexology treatments, or Reiki. We offer oncology massage, and we also have a lymphedema clinic here. We also run yoga classes and sound bowl meditation. So we're introducing things, more services as time goes on.
I can see actually that describing the services of the Primrose Centre might be a bit of a challenge based on the sheer clump of leaflets I now have. So I've got reflexology with Denise here, your good self, mindfulness with Nikki, yoga classes with Mel Crisp, it turns out, Nicola Jane, book your free post-surgery bra fitting. I've got sound bowl meditation with Tracy Edwards, moving on, nails with Lou, talk therapy, not sure who that's with because I can't
Nikki.
See it there, thank you, Reiki healing with Maria, as you mentioned, lymphatic drainage, and here's a nice one, pop the kettle on and make a brew, host a tea party in June, actually, so... That may have been from last year.
I think that one was from last year.
Mm. On the other hand, though, as we've just been discussing, you do have something for people to come to coming up in April.
Yes, we do. We are running an event. It's called the Primrose Cream Tea, and that's on Friday the 19th of April at 2 o'clock until 4:30. This is to celebrate the life of Mary Spinks, our founder, who set up the centre. And we'd like everyone to join us to come into the garden. We're going to have a new pergola in the garden space around the centre. That is easy to book. That can be done by calling reception and booking your tickets, or popping into the centre and buying them from there, or emailing the centre and we can contact you and send out the tickets to you.
Yes, and rather handily, I have the Primrose News Spring 2024 newsletter here, and it has the Contact Us on the back. So the location is 3 Prudence Lane in Farnborough, BR66-8RE. Email info@primrosecentre.org.uk, and telephone 01689-880-218, and website www.primrosecentre.org.uk. Oh, registered charity, and I won't repeat the number.
Right, and we are, of course, on the site of the Princess Royal Hospital.
In a former church.
Mm.
So this actually brings me on to a very good question, which is, can you tell me at least a hint about the history of the Primrose Centre as we are sitting here in a converted church?
The Primrose Centre was set up in 2010 by our founding CEO, Mary Spinks. Mary passed away in 2022, and the centre is now run entirely by volunteers. We are a registered charity based in Orpington, supporting those who have breast cancer diagnosis. We offer access to complementary therapies which are available alongside anyone's medical journey for breast cancer. Our visitors do not need a medical referral and can contact us by telephone, email, or by visiting the centre. All visitors will be registered by the centre, as some therapies require consent from a consultant or GP. However, all the information is available for our wonderful team of receptionists, so do please pop in or call us. The centre is set in beautiful gardens in Orpington in a converted 1864 chapel designed and maintained to give our visitors a wonderful place to receive complementary treatments whilst they have medical treatment for breast cancer elsewhere. The centre is an oasis of calm for those seeking support and advice.
Well, I can understand that as I drove in today. Firstly, you've got parking spaces here, which takes a lot of anxiety out of a hospital visit all by itself. And secondly, the primroses are out in flower together with daffodils out the front. It's a lovely looking place you've got here.
It really is beautiful, isn't it? Very serene. The Primrose Centre fulfils a huge need in supporting hundreds of visitors diagnosed each year with breast cancer. Visitors come from a large geographical area within London and the South East to our converted chapel near Keston. The charity does not make a charge for therapies, but is enormously grateful for donations which provide services now and into the future. We also welcome offers of fundraising on our behalf.
Tell me, the people who you serve here are women who have breast cancer, their families presumably, but principally the women themselves. What difference does this make to them?
Well, the comments that I receive when I come in on a weekly basis are that it has made a difference to not only just their day when they come to visit, that they meet so many people here that they end up chatting with informally, and they make friends. They just feel that they have support that's outside their family and friends community, so that they can help each other, really, that they can support each other and not lean too heavily on their family and friends, where they feel that they have enough to deal with, that really they can just talk to other people who are going through a similar journey. So that makes a difference to them. So they can then set up WhatsApp groups and contacts, and they can have coffees outside here. But the coffee morning that happens every month is a very lively, friendly place to be. And people have said it's very, very supportive and they love it. They have raffles and, you know, nice cake, and it's a lovely place to be. I also have feedback from ladies who are receiving treatments here, and they say that they love it because the next day, they feel different. They might have had a decent night's sleep, and it might be the difference between whether they get out that day and manage to walk themselves a few steps around the park, or whether they manage to have enough energy to take their dog out for a walk. It makes their day, that they really feel, and the benefits last for several days, if not a week, and they feel so much better for it, better in themselves in terms of their mental health and their physical health.
Yeah, you know what, one of the reasons I understand that is because of another local charity, Every Breath. They support people and their families who are experiencing lung cancer for whatever reason, and they've spoken about the association between that and smoking, and that's far from the whole story. But the people who experience that without Every Breath would suffer greatly from isolation, anxiety, depression, simply an absence of something to look forward to, and being with people they can't talk to, who have not had the same experience, and being around people who have the same experience can make such a difference.
Definitely. I mean, people have talked to me about anxiety and how there is such a sense of connection here that they feel that they can relate to other people, and it's a lovely place to come in a non-judgmental, caring way. That it really benefits a lot of people.
It's very impressive that, as you were saying earlier on, there's quite a range of what might be called therapies or activities that are free at point of use for people, which is fabulous.
Mm. We have to offer a certain amount that are by donation, and then obviously we have to look at introducing new people and the services, so it works on a sort of rolling basis. We have had people who've accessed the service over several years and have come back and used various things, so it's been, you know, it's a service for everyone really.
Right, would you like to give me a little tour? Because we've started at the back, as far as I can tell. So we're in a room, let me describe it. We've got a little dressing barrier there. We've got wrapped up, folded up towels in a very neat array up in front of me here. And over here there's a range of makeup of various sorts and a couple of comfortable chairs.
This is where you can have your nails painted beautifully.
Well, very kind of you to offer.
Or you can have your toes done if you prefer those, in lots of lovely colours. Mm-hmm. There's a lady who comes in to do that. This is also, I believe, where the lymphedema machine is set up, and ladies come in here to have that done.
What is lymphatic drainage?
Well,
do you know?
because they've had lymph nodes removed, so the machine helps to actually sort of pump and move the lymph around the body. Drain it, mm. as opposed, because obviously you wouldn't. It's not draining properly. Yeah.
Okay, so one of
so you can have it done manually. So you can have a massage that does that, mm. or you have it's literally a blood pressure machine, mm. that sort of sensation to move it around. Because obviously the ladies can get swelling in their arms and whatever when they've had lymph nodes removed. So
yeah,
because really one of they can be in a lot of pain.
Yes, because it's just easy to think about cancer and what the illness does, mm. In other words, it harms your ability to live properly, mm. and ultimately can kill people.
But also the after effects that you have to live with, you know, that how you can improve your life by having certain things, you know, maintenance treatments really, to be able to maximise the enjoyment of your life really.
And what you were just talking about with the lymphatic nodes, you were literally saying they are removed as part of the treatment, and then mm. you've got things like radiotherapy and chemotherapy and the impacts on them, mm. hair loss and all sorts of other things. So
it's working on your well-being, mm. everything to do with your well-being, physical, mental, everything, emotional.
Well, another aspect of it, you've got the nail painting here, mm. toes or fingers, as you were saying. So what you're talking about is people who can come in here and emerge looking better than they came in.
Yeah.
And how you look does inform how you feel, even mm. when you're going for a really lousy time like cancer.
Mm. Yeah,
I imagine.
Yeah.
I've not been there.
Yeah, and vice versa. You know, you come in, you look better, you start to feel better, and then you know, it just lifts your mood, doesn't it, with everything, really.
So what is this room officially called? Does it have a name?
It's the coffee morning room, but I don't know if it has a name.
Coffee morning room does well
the
enough.
Coffee morning room.
Right, where are we heading?
Some rooms do have names, however, and this one is a room with four comfortable chairs and obviously a very high ceiling, because we have the two windows. There's still not stained glass anymore, but the arched windows. And this room is used for talking therapies and mindfulness. Because it's a very quiet space, beautiful, painted primrose yellow with some paper mache, I think, butterflies on the wall.
Yes,
and they're rather pretty,
sort of,
aren't they?
Yes, a violet and blue shade.
Mm.
Very pretty. Actually, those are feathers, aren't they? Yeah.
Oh, yes, they are feathers, aren't they? Yes,
feathers.
I can see that in detail now.
Feathered wings.
Yes, feathered wings. And this is Mary's room, so this is what this is room called, so it's dedicated to Mary.
Right, now we turn round again. By the way, the whole place, some might say magnolia, I'm going to go with primrose for the paint of the walls as well.
I think they call it primrose yellow, this colour. Mm. I mean, primrose yellow, it could be bright yellow in different shops, different brands, but this is what they're calling it, yeah, primrose yellow.
And we're now in a larger room called the Karen Keating Treatment Room. Yes,
so
even
what,
more towels.
Yeah, so what, even more towels, towels everywhere. And, oh yes, it gets better. This is one of my favourite things.
Oh, yeah.
The heated, you put soak the face cloths in in water with lavender drops, lavender essential oil, put them in here, and it's the towel heater, the towel warmer, so that people get out on their feet cleaned with that. So that's really nice, very relaxing. And in here we have the massage goes on in here, reflexology and Reiki. So that's on various days during the week. And obviously this is a really stunning room with all the colours in the windows.
Stained glass.
Stained glass, and
the sheer height of the ceiling as well. It's quite relaxing all by itself. Mm. And you've got some lovely seasonal tulips over there at the minute.
A couple of relaxing chairs and a beautiful view of the garden as well.
No, one of the things I enjoyed most when I got here, I literally took a picture of it on purpose. Mm. You've got a mat outside which has welcome on it.
Yes.
It's the simple things.
Yeah, it is the simple things. And everyone is truly welcome. So that's this room. And this was Mary's office.
This being upstairs.
Yes, upstairs. In the eaves, I guess. I don't know. Yes, this was obviously an office space, but what we're really trying to do with this now is clear it out and have it for yoga, and we can have the sound bowl meditations and the mindfulness sessions up here, because people can be out lying out here on mats and...
Mm.
So this is a really nice space for that.
It certainly is, and it's the lighting comes to the fore here. The primrose are always reflecting in what is, I'm pleased to say, a sunny day.
Mm.
Shall we pop back to that room we were in just now? One more question. What is it that Primrose Centre needs? What could help it? Who could help it?
We are always looking for additional community business sponsors. So anyone who'd be interested in sponsoring us, that would be incredibly helpful and really beneficial. We'd be incredibly grateful for that. So the sponsorship could be something like sponsoring the Primrose News. That comes out
quarterly.
Mm-hmm. That would be fantastic. Also doing fundraising activities and events for us. We have all sorts of people who do all sorts of things. We have people who climb Kilimanjaro and have donated the sponsorship money to us through their fundraising. We have had local people who've done local walks in different capacities, so it can be anything really, anything and everything. We do backpacking in Marks and Spencer's, and Marks and Spencer's have very generously supported us, giving us, allowing us to do that and supporting us with vouchers, which we can then use to purchase items and refreshments when we're having activities here. Any ideas, anyone who's prepared to really do anything for us and sponsor us would be much appreciated. We have a yearly masquerade ball, which is the annual gala, which is held every year. We also have quiz nights, and we often have people who have organised cake sales for us as well, themed events maybe at Christmas or Easter, and various donations from people who have decided that instead of birthday presents that they would like the money that friends and family were planning to spend for their birthday to give them the money to the Primrose Centre. So we've had a lot of those sorts of one-off donations which are gratefully received. Well, we had a Primrose Centre Open Day in September, which was absolutely wonderful. And as the MP, Mr. Gareth Bacon, and the Mayor of Bromley came to that, and that was a really nice event. We had lots of visitors from the centre who've been coming here for over 10 years. They came back to support the day, And we also had some new ladies who discovered through friends of friends came to visit it. We all sat around having a chat and having a cup of tea and some lovely cake. It always involves lovely cake here. And we had just a really nice afternoon. And we also had the ladies from the very lovely ladies, cancer care nurses from the Chartwell unit, who came over to see everyone and to say hello, which we thought was wonderful because obviously they are so incredibly busy. But to make time to come here was really lovely.
Yeah, well, I think that's a very nice place to close today's interview. Thank you.